Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, with Ron, it's a little hard to understand this blunder that they did on purpose. This was not a mistake. It was just a blunder. The attack on our embassy. Now, either the Supreme Leader Khamenei, he either believed that Trump was weakened by his impeachment because he watches the media, and they've continuously reported this, or he might have been misled by John Kerry's incompetent advice, because Kerry met again in violation of the Logan Act with Khamenei's emissaries in Paris just a few weeks ago. Whatever the reasons, his goal of triggering a limited war with America to rally his people around his regime has failed miserably. Most of young Iran wants to be set free. And when I say young Iran, I'm talking like, you know, 35 years, 40 years and under. But what Khamenei was looking for was a limited war. And whatever his reason, that's failed. But, you know, they did all the stuff you got to do in order to try to start a war. Like, drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's heart of oil production and the false flag hits on oil tankers and unrest in Yemen, all aimed at a goal of a limited war with the United States. That was the whole goal they wanted out of that. Now, Trump restraint in responding to these provocations must have been disappointing, because typically with a president, a president sometimes is looking for a reason to go to war. And with Democrats getting out there and having a war while you're in the middle of some domestic stuff going on, well, that's not unknown. That's not unknown for that to happen. But when they decided to attack our embassy in Baghdad, they might have realized they had overplayed their hand when the reaction was really quite surgical, and it was devastating, and it was completely unexpected. Because they went after mass murderer Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the IRGC's Quds force, Khomeini's right-hand man and chief executioner. Now, channeling Lenin, Khamenei might be asking himself, what is to be done? Contrary to the doomsayer's forecast, his options are limited. He doesn't have a bunch of them, to be honest. His first reaction, in fact, was to declare that Iran will stop abiding to the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal, which, of course, they've never abided to. This is nothing new. I mean, them getting out there and saying it just means they admit to what they've never done. And his second was to place an $80 million bounty on Trump. And as face-saving measures go, that's pretty pathetic. But anyway, you look at it, here we are, because Obama and Europe forgot or preferred to ignore that Iran is an apocalyptic messianic regime bent on exporting terrorism and Shiitism to intimidate its enemies and should never, ever, 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 ever be allowed to develop or possess a nuclear weapon. And if they want to avoid their demise, then they must stop their nuclear program development, which never slowed despite the gullible media informing us daily that they will break this or that limit unless Europe paid up or bamboozled journalists telling the public about Iranian moderate or reformist presidents. Europe, the left, the media, everybody in the world needs to understand that the short-sighted appeasing of the mullahs for the sake of doing business at all costs might be a dangerous game to play, especially considering a possible American reaction. And Iran is not unstoppable. Iraq, with our help, beat Iran. And you saw what we did to Iraq. First, because their program is not yet developed to the point of representing a current risk. And second, because once developed, the regime and its proxies would have no qualms in using nuclear weapons against their perceived enemies, including other Muslims and even their own Iranian citizens. But the additional bonus here is that the Iranian youth are young, educated. Yeah, the youth are young. The Iranian people are young, educated, because Iran is not a hermit kingdom like North Korea, and oppressed, but aware that they're missing out and despise the mullahs. And they'll free themselves with a little encouragement. Obama could have supported the Green Revolution in 2009. If he'd done that, the Middle East would probably be very different today. Soleimani was not respected by the Iranians, especially for his targeted assassinations and for having squandered Iran's limited resources on proxies to conduct their regime expansionist revolutionary war in distant countries. But many on the left, despite all this, they have a different opinion. So here's some of them. Trump wanted to distract attention from the impeachment. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. He raised $46 million off of it, and he is probably going to destroy whoever it is electorally. I wouldn't want to be the one facing him. The timing is suspicious. Well, an operation like this that went without this kind, it went without any hitches. This is months in planning, and this is getting ready for a quite a period of time. And then when that small window, pops up in front of you, then you just glide right through it because you're ready to go. The strike is illegal. Well, that's obviously false, or Obama would be in jail. Then they'll block the Strait of Hormuz. That is the biggest bunch of junk out there because only 2% of world oil transits there. And the U.S. is energy dependent, and we are actually the world leaders now in energy. So, big deal. Soleimani's funeral proves that he was revered. Only idiots would trust the totalitarian regime to have their little mass demonstrations and participation, because it's all mandatory. And if you don't participate, there's an or else clause in there. And furthermore, the recent horrible killing of 1,500 peaceful demonstrators did nothing to increase their love for Soleimani or the regime. So forget all of those irrelevant objects I just talked about. Had Churchill managed to have Heinrich Himmler killed in 1939, they would have said the same things about him. Traitors exist in every age. No Himmler, no Holocaust. Not to the degree it turned out to be, because he was part of the architecture of that. Further, they're missing the big picture. Most of the Middle East, including Iranians and Iraqis, are celebrating the demise of one of the main architects of their misery. Everybody that's criticizing the president are motivated by this obsessive orange man bad mantra. They should take a deep breath and just relax for a minute, because this was so good. It was textbook. This is the kind of thing where you look at it and, I always say plan A is going out the window as soon as you engage. Oh, no. Plan A worked just fine. So for all of the protestations from the left, what they really resent is that we are the U.S. world leaders once again. And every country should pay close attention to this destabilizing presence in the Middle East before it's too late and the mullah's reckless behavior drags the world towards another devastating war, which only Iran wants in the end. Yeah. All these things that just happened as we're watching it unfold and everything else. This was greatness. This is the most decisive combat commander as a commander-in-chief I've seen in quite some time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I realize I'm a little bit behind the cue ball, but, you know, bear with me on some of this stuff. I just got to get some of this, just because it's so good. Did anybody watch the Golden Globes? Did anybody see the Ricky Gervais evisceration of the Tinseltown phonies in his opening monologue? Did anybody see that? I'm not going to try to summarize it in detail because it wouldn't do it justice. I don't. But and there's some things I just can't say. Not here. Let's just say he told the assembled stars that they sucked. And that was glorious. He has mastered the one thing that we all need to master as conservatives. Now, and he is not a conservative. He's not right wing. He's not, you know, what I think he is comedians are definitely not going to be politically correct, and he's tired of it, and he's a comedian. So maybe that's what spurred it. I don't know. And it doesn't matter. But it was a breath of fresh air. And it was great to see someone speak truth to mediocre. And that's what these phonies are, is mediocre. They're not particularly good at the job that they profess to be, what they do for a living. Because what they're supposed to be doing for a living is entertaining us. And they're even worse at the job they shouldn't do, which is to tell us what social, economic, and foreign policy we should embrace, which has nothing at all to do with why we follow them, watch them, whatever. Imagine all the dumb but good-looking people at your high school, and imagine them 20 years later. People still listen to them instead of crossing paths with them 20 years later and realizing that they peaked as a junior. And that's Hollywood. You know how we always talk about the leftist bubble, the creepy echo chamber where the pinkos dwell and they encounter only other pinkos and therefore have an insane worldview that bears no relationship to reality outside of San Francisco or Manhattan. Well, Hollywood is like that, except it's the part of the leftist bubble that's behind the velvet rope. It's the distillation of leftist stupidity, concentrated and purified into complete and total undiluted dumb. In what other place would the washed-up harridan who imposed wind beneath my wings on the world presume to lecture us on anything except hacky tunes from a long time ago? And listen, entertainers, the stars, the starlets, they have the same right as every other American citizen out here to speak their minds about issues that they care about. They just shouldn't, because most are really stupid. Now, read some amusing tweet by, say, Alyssa Milano. And you wonder how these people remember to breathe. It's a good thing that breathing is involuntary. And there are exceptions, without a doubt. Ronald Reagan was a movie star, but then he stopped being a movie star. And he spent decades in politics before becoming the prezi and defeating the Soviet Union. For you millennials, that's a long time ago. I know it's a long time ago. And this is when the leftists thought that Russia was good as opposed to today when Russia is bad. But don't worry, Russia will be good again when Trump leaves. It'll be good again. Today you have stars like Nick Searcy and Adam Baldwin and Christy Swanson and others that are competent and capable and are welcome additions to the debate. Some of you might be saying, now, hang on now. Are you saying that only the conservative actors are smart enough to participate in political dialogue? Yeah. You have correctly assessed that conservatives are objectively correct. If you are leftist, you are wrong, and you should cease talking and repent. Where else? I mean, Rose McGowan got out there, and if Rose McGowan actually lived in a terrorist regime and then sent out a tweet about living in being captured in a terrorist regime, she would vanish. She would cease to be. There would be no more Rose McGowan in a real terrorist regime. But as the entertainment industry expands, and notably to include video games, The idea of movie star seems to be becoming an anachronism. Who is a movie star today and who has that heft, that gravitas that would make you get from a Wayne or a McQueen or a Newman? Michael Cera? Seth Rogen? Who has that allure, that glamour, that sultry feminine power of a Monroe or a Grace Kelly or a Elizabeth Taylor? Kristen Stewart, maybe? I mean, Kristen Stewart is the she's so dead-eyed, that's the exact opposite of sexy. Tom Cruise is a movie star, and maybe Brad Pitt. Robert De Niro used to be a movie star, but now he's a tiny paycheck-cashing loudmouth. Leonardo DiCaprio, who Gervais roasted nicely, is nearing a half-century old and still looks like he should be in a boy band. I would think maybe possibly Sharon Stone might have been the last real female movie star. But today's female actresses are the whiny girl power types, like Jennifer Lawrence or, Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, those that complain all the time. And forget about it. I mean, it's a different age now. And the different age seems to be only complete when there's whining. How many Spider-Man movies are there going to be? Star Wars, I don't necessarily hate Star Wars. Though the grimacing chick with the lightsaber was awful and made me want to die. Solo was okay. But maybe something a bit more mature. And I'm not talking about The Irishman. It was really, really long and overpraised and overboring. There needs to be some new blood in Hollywood. Some new energy, real energy in Hollywood. And we need some rebel spirit. Maybe Ricky Gervais supplied some of that the other night. Maybe some filmmaker out there will listen. Maybe they'll shut up. I would be happy with that if they would just shut up. That would make me happy. That would be good enough. Because they don't know anything about anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of Congress are taking part in briefings regarding the intelligence that led to the decision to kill terrorist Qassem Soleimani. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was in one of those briefings, and he tells Fox News,
"Yeah, listen, in 10 years of being here, it was the most revealing classified brief I think we've had in a large setting like that in terms of what they revealed. What's amazing to me, actually one of my biggest annoyances is as the Democrats came up to talk about it, they just couldn't take yes or no, whatever it is, for an answer."
President Trump also confirms no Americans were harmed after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, and alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the past two decades. Most of the deaths were from middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. All right. A while back, the Republicans floated the idea of barring people on gang lists from buying guns. It wasn't very different from Democrats who pushed to bar folks on the no-fly list from exercising their Second Amendment rights, though probably slightly more reality-based. But the Democrats weren't fond of the idea of the lease because it was denying them their due process. Now, you know, there is a very big difference between a gang database and the no-fly list, because to be on the gang database, you have to be a gang member and actually been caught and arrested for some. But anyway, by getting out there and creating, this is the same thing the Democrats do. They create lists. We don't need to be creating lists. So, let's not do this. But thanks to the LAPD, we now have a prime example of why you shouldn't be doing something like this. An internal investigation has uncovered several officers within the LAPD falsely identified, and they falsely identified innocent Californians in traffic stops as gang members in an effort to make their police work appear more successful. That's such malfeasance. I mean, golly gee. A statement released Tuesday by the LAPD say that the investigation began in 2019 when a mother living in San Fernando Valley contacted the department after receiving word from the LAPD that her son was a gang member. A supervisor at a local station investigated body camera footage and other documentation gathered by an officer and found inconsistencies with the information provided. Fancy that. They have not disclosed any other details about how the investigation began. The woman's son's name was cleared, and three officers were investigated as a result. An internal affairs investigation that found over a dozen officers assigned to the Metropolitan Division Crime Suppression Duty had falsified information on field interview cards to identify non-gang members as gang members. So imagine if someone of legal age found a threat against their life and went to purchase a firearm so they could protect themselves, only to find out that a couple of police officers had added them to a list of gang members and they couldn't buy a gun because they were on this list. And that's the problem with denying gun purchases to anyone on any kind of list that hasn't undergone the due process of law. We should never have that. We should never put that out there. Let due process be what it is. Let it, you know, this is what separates us from the Irans and the Venezuelas and the Chinas and lots of places. Just about every place. So, these officers were able to add this individual to the database with impunity because there was absolutely no judicial oversight. Apparently, there was no oversight of any kind, and yet some actually think it's a good idea to bar the sale of firearms to people on this kind of a list. No. That's never going to be okay. Law-abiding citizens who haven't done anything should never be barred from owning guns for any reason, but especially not because their name shows up on a list they have absolutely no say about. And that includes the no-fly list as well, since all that gets lobbed in on there are names and little else, thus landing thousands of people on the list who aren't even suspected of doing anything wrong. There are ways to find out if you're on the no-fly list. I recently registered for pre-TSA, right? And, you know, I kind of figured, well, if there was anything, because you don't get notified, dear Bill, you're on the no-fly list. You don't get a letter like that. I figured if there was anything out there that this would show it up, but it didn't. Democrats opposed barring those on the database from buying guns. This is an accident, but in this particular case, they were on the right side of a gun issue, even if they were on it for the wrong reason. It wasn't the not selling guns part that bothered them, but instead they came at it from an identity politics point of view. But this time, because leftists are always on this circular path, this time it served the Second Amendment. And I'm not sure they'll allow themselves to make that mistake again. I'm almost positive of that. But regardless, this should be a wake-up call for everyone as to why these databases are a horrible way to determine who can and can't exercise a constitutionally protected right. And it's not only... It's only too bad that some people will ignore that fact. Now, what we should be doing, since background checks are the law of the land, we should either demand 100% compliance from the states when it comes to reporting. We should make sure they understand what the criteria is for reporting, and then they should report based upon that. If you live in a state where you can be put on it for just about any arbitrary reason, that's problematic, and I get that. But we don't even have that. We don't even have them report. I mean, we've got millions of people that are not on the NICS that shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun at a federal firearms licensee. So that's the first thing we should be doing. The next thing we should be doing is when people do try to buy a gun and they are prohibited, they need to face a little bit of justice. They need to have a penalty. Now, if they're on there for the wrong reason, there needs to be an investigation. We need to find out why they're on there, if they're a law-abiding citizen. That does happen. People have similar names. I have looked to see. There are so many William Edward Fradys out there that, you know, I'm surprised I'm not. Either that or we're all pretty good people. But that's, you know. The other thing that we need to do with regard to this is get everybody off of the list that exists. We need to do away with the list that exists. Under Barack Obama, he had a Social Security list. He had a VA list. Under Obamacare, they were going to cross-reference all of your medical data and then look at all of your medical data. So if you had ever taken Ambien to sleep, they might look at you and say, well, you might be a little bit unstable there, yo. That kind of thing. So, I mean, all of that needs to be unwound. And we got to get away from these lists. America is we are a country of states that make up a federal system, and we're all a bunch of individuals, and there is no one size fits all. There is no one solution that's going to solve everything. But individually, if we run afoul of the law and we become a prohibited person, it needs to be only because of due process of law, not because you come down on some list. Because that's all they've ever wanted, is to make a bunch of lists. If there's enough lists that come out, then, you know, like military veterans. Dianne Feinstein at one time said all of us have PTSD. She was trying to get, she wanted to get us all made prohibited. Probably because we're the most dangerous people out there in the civilian world. The most dangerous ones, the tyrants anyway. Other than that, we're not that dangerous, yeah. But, you know, Second Amendment is a constitutionally protected right. It's too bad some people ignore that fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Yeah.
Washington Post. They're very convinced, the editors there are very convinced that the Second Amendment sanctuary movement is nothing at all to worry about. That they're now running stories and opinion pieces almost every day, attacking the grassroots effort sweeping Virginia and other states. And this paper's latest diatribe comes courtesy of Mary B. McCord, a former acting assistant attorney general for national security, who's currently the legal director of Georgetown University Law Center's Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection. When I saw that, my first thought was that the legal director of a think tank devoted to protecting the Constitution would be all on board with counties and cities vowing to not to enforce laws that violate the Constitution. But this is not the case. This is not the case. She writes, overblown alarm over reasonable gun control laws proposed in state houses across the country has led to a movement by various local governments declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, vowing to establish local jurisdictions where state gun laws that they view as unconstitutional will not be enforced. These resolutions, to the extent they conflict with state law, lack legal effect. In Tazewell County, Virginia, for example, the sanctuary resolution approved by the Board of Supervisors purports to prohibit any county employee from enforcing and any county funds from being used for the enforcement of new state gun laws the county deems unconstitutional. But Virginia state law prohibits local governments from enacting ordinances or resolutions that are inconsistent with state laws and more directly, specifically prohibits local governments from regulating firearms. They have preemption, in other words. Now, this is an interesting thing, because what we have here is, once again, a law is being taken and turned away from its actual purpose, which was to, protect the state, protect the citizens, but now it's a different thing. So, their resolution and others like it demonstrate how their proponents operate on a fundamental misunderstanding of their rights afforded Americans by the Second Amendment, which that is a false statement. And importantly, the limitations on those rights and how they've spurred extremists who want to stand up local militias to engage in armed rebellion against the state, action that isn't just dangerous, but also runs counter to the Constitution. First things first, McCord, who's not a judge, has determined that all of these gun control laws, which they've got more coming out, they're going to add to it, they haven't even been sworn in yet, are reasonable, or have they been sworn in? They get sworn in? Laws that prevent the average Virginian from owning the most commonly sold rifle in the country, or makes them a felon for possessing commonly owned magazines, these are not reasonable. They are an infringement on the right to keep and bear arms. Plain simple. McCord also clings to the idea that these resolutions won't stand up in court. I don't think anybody's arguing that they would, but then again, I don't think these resolutions are challengeable in court either. These are resolutions. This is an exercise of the First Amendment on the part of tens of thousands of Virginians in the vast majority of the state's counties, along with many cities and towns as well. The majority of the state is behind all of this. But instead, what we get is this, once again from Ms. McCord. Proponents of Second Amendment sanctuary cities and counties largely ignore the teaching of Heller, instead pronouncing any gun control legislation unconstitutional, whether it requires background checks or a waiting period, raises the legal age of gun ownership, bans bump stock devices that allow for rapid firing, prohibits weapons in government buildings, or outlaws assault-style rifles. She's trying to make it sound like Heller says that's okay, which it doesn't. So, but she continues, rather than engaging in a bill-by-bill discussion of proposed legislation, these advocates whip up hysteria by painting with a broad brush, arguing that all gun control legislation is part of a conspiracy of leftists who want to take your guns. That's, you know, that's pretty rich to have this female saying that gun owners are ignoring Heller, given the fact that the gun control advocates are so desperate to avoid the Supreme Court saying anything about the Second Amendment that they've changed New York City law in an effort to avoid Supreme Court review, and have reluctantly accepted shall-issue concealed carry rather than appeal defeats in Illinois and Washington, D.C., to the Supreme Court. It's not gun owners who ignore Heller. It's the people that support gun control that ignore Heller, like McCord, who engage in a willful misreading of this decision as they try to justify their attempt to turn a right into a privilege. Bushing continues. Using this disingenuous logic, proponents have convinced cities and counties in Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, Illinois, Colorado, Florida, Virginia, and elsewhere that they should resist laws enacted by duly elected legislators upon their own declarations, not those of the courts, that such laws violate the Second Amendment. This not only misunderstands the Second Amendment, but it also misunderstands the limited power of local jurisdictions, which exists solely based on authorities conferred by state law. Do you hear what she's saying? State constitutions, statutes, and common law generally affirm the supremacy of federal and state law, meaning that local jurisdictions and state law, meaning that local jurisdictions are preempted from enacting conflicting ordinances and resolutions. And in no state do local governments have the prerogative to declare a state or federal law unconstitutional without involving the courts. So according to Ms. McCord, there should be no such thing as immigration sanctuary cities. Isn't that what she just told us? If McCord was interested in being honest with her readers, she'd note that the vast majority of Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions, they contain specific language about challenging unconstitutional gun control law in court. Caroline County Sheriff Tony Lippa, for example, recently issued a proclamation declaring the county and town of Bowling Green as Second Amendment sanctuaries and mentioned the courts in his declaration. The Caroline County Sheriff hereby declares its intent to oppose any infringement on the right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms using such legal means as may be expedient, including without limitation court action. So these resolutions are not anarchy, and they're not lawlessness, as McCord suggests. They're about using every avenue available to ensure that the civil rights of residents are not violated. If everything was so much on McCord's side, why would she lie about the meaning of Heller? And why would she get out there and completely dismantle the whole premise under which the immigration sanctuary city exists? It's quite telling when they want to use the law to keep us down, and at the same time they want to flout the law when they want to have illegal immigrants. Quite the tell. This is the kind of thing that these gun grabbers like. I would assume that Ms. McCord is a bright person, possibly even a good attorney, but she doesn't have a good argument. Second Amendment sanctuary communities aren't trying to do anything illegal or untoward. In Virginia, you've got pro-Second Amendment sheriffs and Commonwealth's attorneys. They have the example of local prosecutors who've said they will no longer be enforcing the state's drug laws banning possession of cannabis for personal use. Or the state's attorney general who decided a few years ago that he didn't believe the state's ban on gay marriage was worth defending in court. The court doesn't address any of that. And that's probably because there's no good answer for that coming from her. So, they weren't expecting this. And they believe once Attorney General Mark Herring issued his opinion that these resolutions would have no legal effect, there wouldn't be any more votes in favor of resolutions. But now, in Virginia, you've got 118 county, cities, and towns across the state, including Virginia Beach, where they had that rampage killing not too long ago. They couldn't tap dance in that blood anymore either. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.